Time now for sports. Second round of the NFL playoffs this weekend. Today, the Jets are at Ben Roethlisbergerville, also known as Pittsburgh. St. Louis travels to Atlanta. And on Sunday, the Vikings try to clip the wings of the Philadelphia Eagles. And Peyton Manning's Indianapolis Colts will try to avenge last year's loss to the Super Bowl champion New England Patriots. Our sports commentator, Ron Rappaport, joins us from Chicago. Ron, thanks for being with us.
You, Scott.
Colts-Patriots, that's the marquee matchup this weekend?
Yeah, I really think so. It's the game everybody's waiting for. They make you wait for the last. Although those other games are pretty interesting, too. Scott, the big question about the Colts-Patriots game is Peyton Manning a human being? He's just been so good lately. With all due respect to the Super Bowl champions and to Tom Brady, who is 5-0 career against the Colts, by the way, I think the Colts might just win this one. There's a player who's on a roll like nobody else in the league.
You know, but I watched them last week, and they
wrapped it up after three quarters.
Scored till the cows came home, but they also gave up almost 30 points. The defense can't play that way against the Patriots.
No, you really can't. But you just have a feeling that sometimes players just take over games. And I think it's going to be just a tremendous offensive battle. I really think that it looks to me as if Manning can score against anybody.
Now, Ron, are you mooning me? Because if so, it'll cost you $10,000. We maybe need to explain to our audience that the news of the games last weekend was almost washed out by the fact that Randy Moss of the Minnesota Vikings pretended to moon the Green Bay Packer crowd and got fined $10,000 for it.
And the upshot was the first digitized tush in the history of the NFL when they showed the replays.
With all due respect, though, there is
this that you might want to think about. The Vikings' best receiver, Randy Moss, will be playing in the game. The Eagles' best receiver, Terrell Owens, will be watching it. That could make a big difference. Now, the Eagles have been the hottest team in the league all season long. However, it's been about a month since Donovan McNabb has played a serious game because they've had it wrapped up and they had the bye last week. So you've got the question of, will they miss Owens that much? Will McNabb be rusty? And will Moss keep his pants on?
I also think Dante Culpepper is having one of the great overlooked seasons.
Well, he's come on very strong lately, hasn't he?
Yeah, he really has.
You have the feeling, though, that having beaten the Packers the way they did last week after losing to them twice during the season, that sort of made their season. I'm looking for the Eagles to win this game. But sure, the Vikings have certainly captured our attention.
Ron, thanks very much.
Thank you, Scott.
Our sports commentator, Ron Rappaport, also a sports columnist for the Chicago Sun-Times. And it's 22 minutes before the hour.